the middle part of this El Rosa lineup. Coming up to the plate, Ethan Vogt, Kevin Kiefler, Pat Ilias. Don, is this game kind of what you expected?
Yes, it is. Very much so. And I think as long as Ben Schrader can last here and Aaron Wolf, we're going to see a tight ball game.
I agree with you totally. Yeah,
two good pitchers going at it.
Ready on the mound, Ben Schrader kicks in, delivers, and Ethan Vogt pops this one up over by the first base dugout. Actually, it's going behind us now, and it'll drop out of play.
St. Martin actually played five games in the regions last year, so they pretty much went the whole charade there, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, they got beat by New London Spicer right away, and then they come back and beat Meyer Grove and Richmond and Farming, and El Rosa did end up beating them, so they took the number three seed going into state last year.
Here's Bolt lining it down the left field line, and this one is foul. Big swing there by Ethan Bolt, and 0-2.
St. Martin actually won a game in the state, too, last year. They beat Montgomery 4-3. And they lost to the Bemidji Bluehawks 11-5 in their second round.
0-2 the count to Ethan Bolt. Ben Schrader, he wears those high leggings. The old school baseball players, and the pitch bouncing in the dirt. The count 1-2.
Where's the stirrups yet?
More text messaging from our listeners out in radio land. Jeff over in Cold Spring listening today. Before the NASCAR race gets going, he says. They're at Watkins Glen today, the NASCAR folks. Two balls, two strikes as Vogt takes outside for a ball. And Gary Lynn, he's the president over of the Central Valley League. Gary listening this morning, doing his morning chores. Line drive foul. Of course, Gary played and managed for Pearl Lake for many years and continues to farm over in that Pearl Lake area. Two balls, two strikes. And Schrader's pitch. Foul ball again. The number of Central Valley League teams is still alive over in Region 11C. The Cold Spring Rockies, they're playing again today. Watkins is playing at noon against state champion Raymond. Be a good game between Watkins and Raymond. Kimball has punched their ticket to the state tournament. They beat Melroy yesterday. Luxembourg still alive, too, out of the Central Valley. The pitch low to Ethan Vogt. The count full at 3-2. So I think when all is said and done, Avon has already advanced to the state tournament. They have punched a ticket. And so we'll have a lot of local teams down at the state tournament this year. Here's Vogt reaching out and popping the ball up. Foul territory over by third. Scott Schlung will make the catch for the out. Well, if anything there, Don, Ethan made Ben Schrader throw a lot of pitches at his bat.
He did. Got him off balance completely that hole like that. He didn't want to give in and throw Ethan the fastball, did he?
Center fielder, Kevin Kiefler.
To the plate, Kevin Kiefler. Kevin takes the ball, 1-0 from Ben Schrader. Ben walks around the backside of the mound. Now back onto the pitching rubber. He kicks and delivers, and Kiefler loops it over to Stangler at first, and Josh will grab it for the out.
Looks like a cue shot coming
up. It did, yeah.
Kiefler did that. I bet you that's a spin on it.
Of course, you know, a cue shot, you were national champion in pool back in 1974-75.
We played pool, but we were no national champions.
There's Pat Ilias, the swing and miss, strike one. Did play a lot of pool, though.
Well, we did. Yeah.
You don't see a lot of pool tables in bars and restaurants anymore. Not like you used to.
Nope.
There's a pitch that's a strike on the outside corner at 0-2.
Still our pool league, though, yeah.
There still are pool leagues, yeah.
There are some good pool shooters around.
0-2 the count, two outs. Ilias swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. Four in the books. It's El Rosa 1, St. Martin nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action back in a minute here on KASM.
Whether you are sending a student off to college or updating your home office, pick up the electrical supplies you need from Kramer Lumber and True Value, like a 6-foot surge protector power strip with built-in USB ports. Right now, it's only $14.99 while supplies last. It features 3 grounded outlets and 2 2.4-amp USB ports for charging phones, tablets, and laptops. It offers 300 joules of power to keep you covered. Shop today for this bargain of the month, along with extension cords, bulbs, and more at great prices. Kramer Lumber and True Value. Behind every project is a True Value.
The longer you live, the more you know how valuable property can be. Whether the economy is up or down, it pays to own your own home. Whether you're buying, building, need to refinance, or borrow on your equity, let Freeport State Bank help. They're interested in making mortgages and home equity loans available to more homeowners with the kind of flexibility that makes more dreams come true. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're now at 11 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 67 degrees here in central Minnesota. More baseball action for you coming your way from New Munich. One programming note, folks have been calling in wondering when the birthday club is going to be. We're planning on doing that between games. So birthday club, funeral announcements, all coming your way between games. Back to New Munich with Randy and Don.
Hey, Kasai, top of the fifth inning. Jared Overman will lead it off for the St. Martin Martins. Overman, Josh Stangler, Austin Arsenault. The first pitch to Jared is a strike called 0-1. Taylor Holthaus is going to go down the left field line, or actually the right field line, and warm up a little bit as Overman follows it back and out of play. And the count 0-2 to Jared Overman. Kurt Hamish following up with a text with me. He's headed down to Granite Falls today. The Cold Spring Rockies will take on Luxembourg in an elimination game in 11C at 5:30 today. Overman taps it out in front of the plate, a fair ball. Cody Eichers hops on it, throws to first, and a 2-3 put out.
Both pitchers really got the hitters reaching, don't they, Randy?
Yes.
Reaching an off stride and really not getting into a rhythm, these hitters today. You said good pitching will put down good hitting, and the pitching we have so far.
Bring Josh Stangler to the plate. 1-0, you're just joining us. El Rosa picking up a run in the bottom of the third inning. That's been it so far. One run, two hits for El Rosa. No runs, one hit for St. Martin. Both teams have played airless baseball so far. Aaron Boat kicks and delivers, and Stangler will take outside a ball. 1-0. I don't know if I've seen these two umpires before.
I don't think I have either, Randy.
Jameson Barrett behind home plate, Mike Lynch on first base.
I don't know if I have either. Seem to be doing a good job.
Stangler will take low for a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Here's Stangler ripping it to left center field. That's a base hit. Keepler will cut it off in the left center field and back into the infield, holding Josh Stangler to a long base hit. You know, that's a big thing, too, with this field, Don. They've been watering it all summer, I know that,
yes.
But with that big rain that we had earlier in the week and then a little bit of rain today again, it softens it up where those balls will not go probably to the fence.
No. And it looks so much greener now, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Get a little bit of rain with it.
Austin Arsenault, he's 1-for-1 today, a bunt single in his first at-bat, and Austin Hadley's now in on the grass. Maybe just expecting another bunt. There's a strike on the inside corner, and 1-1 down to Austin Arsenault with one out. On deck, it's Tyler Ritter. Arsenault swings and misses, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Ball and two strikes. Stangler gets it, maybe a step and a half lead over at first. And the curveball, strike three called, and Austin Arsenault knew it. Aaron Loach just throws him at the plate. Big breaker, two outs.
Pretty nice to have like Ethan Loach, and then you have his brother Aaron come in and start the next game and pitch as well.
And then they have Austin Indick, who's a very good pitcher, too.
Ritter.
Tyler Ritter into the box now. Tyler went into the slot for Matthew Swungen after Matthew pulled a hamstring. Here's a bouncer to short. Matt Mentor picks it up. He'll just step on the bag at second to get the force out, and that'll do it for St. Martin in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 4.5 innings, El Rosa 1, St. Martin nothing. Region 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1.
And we're now at 5 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We're at 67 degrees, sun breaking through the clouds here in Albany, as we take you back to New Munich for more Regency baseball action with Randy and Don.
Right side, bottom of the fifth inning, and Ben Schrader will come out of the game for the St. Martin Martins, and Taylor Holthaus will get the ball from manager Carl Leeser. Logan Arsenault, Don, goes out to left field where Holthaus was. He'll be in Ben Schrader's spot. I know the Martins also getting their drafty from Roscoe loose, Josh McAdams.
Leading off the bunt for the
same. A.J. Hadley, James Kiefler, Matt Mittendorf.
Probably what they wanted out of Ben today with his tender arm, get 5 innings out of him. That's probably pretty much what he's been going.
Gets to A.J. Hadley inside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Holthaus delivers inside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Taylor Holthaus, the pitch on the way. There's a strike called and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. It's bouncing up to the plate. And the count now 3-1. I don't know if Taylor's totally loose, Don. It looks like he might be short-arming that up to the plate.
I think that's kind of his delivery,
though. That's his delivery? Three balls, one strike. And inside, ball forward, A.J. Hadley draws a leadoff walk. So a runner for the El Rosa Saints here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We're going to get a pinch runner for Hadley.
That'll be Ryan Ilias.
Ryan Ilias coming off the bench to pinch run. Talking to Mary Heinen this morning, Don, the scorekeeper for us, and she said they have not had a pinch hitter yet in this tournament with her stats. The first strike to James Kiefler, or first pitch to James Kiefler is a strike, and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Taylor Holthaus will step off the pitching rubber.
It's kind of unusual, isn't it? We haven't seen a pinch hitter.
Well, it's one strike. Kiefler looks to bunt, pops it up down the first baseline. He gets it done, though. Ball down, and the throw is going to hit Kiefler in the back, and everybody's safe. So Taylor Holthaus's throw. It's Kiefler. They're going to call him out.
Yeah. Running inside the line.
Running inside the line. The home plate umpire called him out. So runner interference. And they're going to make Ilias go back to first. So Kiefler is out.
Oh, well,
home plate umpire making that call, one out.
You know, it's a good call.
with the lines, they're clearly marked here.
Yeah, you got to be outside that last 30 feet. You got to be outside that line.
And going on the play was Ryan Ilias, followed back and out of play by Matt Metzdorf and Owen Warren. One out. Metzdorf back into the box. The count 0-1 to Matt. Struck out a couple times today. Has been called out a couple times, and he's not been happy. Ilias will go again. The pitch is high. The throw to second, and Ilias is out. Standing up. Never even got there. Out by a long shot. Strong throw by Brian Schlau.
He's got a cannon, doesn't he?
So caught stealing is Ilias.
That was a bullet strike to second base.
2-6 on the put out. Two outs. And the pitch to Mittendorf. He'll drive it to left center field, and no one's going to get this one as it's going to roll to the fence. One hop off the fence. Mittendorf steps his way to second base, standing up with a double. Well, you kind of wonder how to oohs and ahs that stolen base attempt there. That runner possibly could have scored.
That close, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would have been. Mittendorf gets a double, and here comes Matt Schmitz. He's got the other double for El Rosa today. And the pitch goes off of Brian Schlungen's glove, and it'll go to the backstop. And Mittendorf will go to third. So now, the El Rosa Saints with a runner at third and two outs. They lead 1-0. Brian Schlungen's going to get a new baseball for Taylor Holthaus. One on, two out. Cody Akers on deck for the Saints, and the pitch two. Schmitz is a strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Holthaus delivers, and a swing and a miss by Matt Schmitz. Strike two, 1-2.
Drafty from Roscoe, Josh, I think, finished up his warm-up pitches. He's sitting in the dugout right now.
One ball, two strikes. Holthaus works from the stretch. His pitch, nice stop by Brian Schlungen as that one was way outside and one hopped, and Schlungen just threw his body at it, made a nice scoop. And the count, two balls, two strikes. Here's Schmitz, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Saints here in the fifth. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. We play five. El Rosa 1, St. Martin nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Life moves at incredible speed, and when the unthinkable happens and an accident occurs, you need to be able to trust that tomorrow will be a better day. If you find yourself responsible for someone else's injury or property damage, Grinnell Mutual's umbrella coverage can provide additional liability protection that goes beyond your auto, home, and watercraft policies. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Sting, Jolene Zachman, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. From the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, this is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
And we're coming up on 4 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Mark Sprint there with our station ID as we take you back to New Munich for more baseball, Region C baseball coverage with Randy and Don.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Si. Kyle Leeser will lead off the 6-4 of the Martins, facing Aaron Voth. First pitch, strike called, and now one in the dirt, and 1-1. One run, 3 hits, no errors for El Rosa, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors for St. Martin. In a pitcher's duel, as Aaron Voth still in, Ben Schrader's come out after 4 innings, Taylor Holthaus worked that last inning. Pitches high to Leeser, the count, 2-1. Sun is starting to make its appearance.
Not sure if Aaron has pitched complete game this year yet, or not completely sure.
It's bouncing in the dirt, and the count to Kyle Leeser at 3-1.
We have the draftee from Spring Hill, Austin Schoenberg.
And outside, ball 4, and Leeser will walk. Aaron Voth pitching a little bit more careful, I think, to Kyle Leeser.
Yes.
Going to bring Michael Schlungen to the plate, and a fun situation here, I would imagine. Kyle Leeser looking for that equalizer. And looking around where Austin Hadley is. He's playing about 45 feet away. See if Michael tries to push it down the first baseline. Aaron Voth ready on the mound. Michael puts it down the third baseline, and it's foul. And 0-1 to Michael Schlungen. Oh, on the count. Back to first goes Kyle. And Schlungen back into the box now. Leeser takes his lead at first. Here comes Austin Hadley again. Going on the play is Leeser. They're going to do a straight steal, and he's going to go in safely with the stolen base. So Michael Schlungen showing bunt on and
holds back,
and they let Leeser steal base. So now, with a count of 1-1, bunts him over to third. Bunts him to third, possibly. Now Austin Hadley's going to back up a little bit at third.
With Kyle's speed, though, a base hit, he's going to possibly score.
Aaron Voth, that last pitch was inside for ball. Michael Schlungen shows bunt. He puts it down. Good bunt back to Voth on the mound. Aaron throws it wild down the right field line. Leeser will score. Michael Schlungen has to hang on at first base because I think he missed first running down there.
I think he did.
Yes.
He turned around inside the playing field. He come back to first when he seen the throw go over to first base.
Yep, but I think running, he missed first base. So Leeser scores. This game is tied up in the game's first error, a throwing error by Aaron Voth, allowing Kyle Leeser to score. Can't assume that Kyle would have gone from second to third to home, but that error allows him to score. Sacrifice bunt. Or just straight air. Here's Taylor Holthaus. Straight air. Swing and a miss by Taylor. And the throw back to first and Schlung and save. 1-1 our score. Here's Voth, another throw to first, and back safely is Schlungen. One. Martin scoring that run on a walk and an air. Stolen base, and there another throw by Aaron Voth, and Schlungen back again. Coming up at about 1:30 this afternoon, it'll be New Munich and Regal. Game number 2, and then the later afternoon game has Richmond taking on New London Spicer. Holthaus swings and misses strike 2. Taylor's trying to find the groove this weekend. So far today, 0-for-1 with a walk. Aaron Vogt back on the mound. Schlungen takes his lead at first. Now Schlungen goes. Holthaus swings and fouls it to the net. And the count stays 1-2.
Taylor's swing there, he wanted to go in that second base hole over there. He shortened up his stride and kind of punched it over that way in the hit and run. He's got a piece of it.
One ball, two strikes. Elias holds Schlungen at first. Aaron Vogt's pitch, high for a ball in 2-2.
So activity in the El Rosa bullpen.
2-2 the count. Here in the sixth, Holthaus rips it foul down the third base line, and the count stays 2-2. Taylor Holthaus back into the box now, and Aaron Vogt has the signs from Cody Eichers. Just breaking ball, swinging a miss, Holthaus out on strike.
Big curveball by Aaron Vogt. Slowed that speed down, way down. Change up, curveball. I believe it was curveball. And Holthaus way out in front.
Yeah. Fooled him there. That'll bring Brian Schlungen into the plate. Brian 0-for-2 so far today. The Martins with just two hits. One by Josh Dangler, the other a bunt single by Austin Arsenault. And now Schlungen drives it to straightaway center field. Kevin Kiefler giving chase, still giving chase, and on the run, makes the catch for the out, way out
wow.
there in left center field, about 355 feet away.
I'd say at least, yes. There wasn't much room left anymore by the fence.
No, long run for Kevin Kiefler. And to the plate, Scott Schlungen.
Stepping up the plate, Scotty
Schlungen. So two outs. And Scott Schlungen takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Scott 0-for-2 today. Vogt looks down to Cody Eichers again. Michael Schlungen is leading. Now throws to first as Aaron Vogt. Schlungen back safely. Jared Overman on deck for the Martins. Vogt ready again. Sets himself. And the right-hander comes home, and a swing and a miss by Schlungen, strike two. Scott chased that high fastball.
Yes, it was.
The ball's two strikes, two outs, one on. We have full sunshine here now at Silver Street Park. And the vote pitch going on the plays, Michael Schlungen. Eichers throws from the knees, and out is Schlungen as Eicher guns him down. 2-6 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the sixth. They get the equalizer. One run, no hits, one error, and no one left on base. We play 5.5. It's St. Martin 1, El Rosa 1. Region 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in the Region 15C tournament this year from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
If you're driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Backed by years of experience, Leo will give your vehicle that showroom finish. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
13 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 69 degrees here in central Minnesota. Busy morning around the studios. Yes, lots of company stopping in. Nice folks. Jerry and Cindy stopping by. John and Shirley had a nice conversation. Almost lost track of the baseball game, but we have a great game going on. Regency Baseball 1-1, and that is St. Martin and El Rosa as we take you back to New Munich for more baseball action with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Sly. Bottom of the sixth inning, Cody Eichers will lead it off for the El Rosa Saints. Plate the count. Two outs, no strikes to Cody. It'll be Eichers, Austin Hadley, Ethan Vogt facing Taylor Holthaus. There's a strike called and 2-1.
Good game so far, Randy. Not a lot of offense. 1-1 ball game. One hit, one run, two hits. No errors for St. Martin. One run, three hits. One error for El Rosa. One error proved costly for El Rosa. That run scored. Kyle Leeser come in from third.
Eichers will take outside, and that is ball four, and he'll go to first with a leadoff walk here in the sixth inning. And to the plate, Austin Hadley. Oh, Don, I think there's probably 243 fans here already. What would you say? Here's Hadley trying to sacrifice it, bunts it down the first base line, and Taylor Holthaus will stop, and Austin Hadley stops too, and Taylor puts the tag on him.
178.
I guess we'll never know. So the sacrifice, good for Austin Hadley. The unassisted put out, the tag by Taylor Holthaus. One out, on to second goes Cody Eichers, and here's Ethan Vogt. Ethan, 0-for-1 today, was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. As Taylor Holthaus delivers a check swing by Ethan, this is to deep short. Kyle Leeser tries to barehand it. Thought that was his only way he was going to get Ethan Vogt. And everybody's safe. Hit on the play by Ethan Vogt. Scott Schlungen didn't chase that ball there, Don. It was kind of slowing down in the infield over at third, and Kyle ended up fielding it. And at the plate, Kevin Kiefler.
Excuse me, swing by Ethan Vogt. Turned into a base hit.
It did. It did. First and third. As Cody Eichers ends up on third on the play. Taylor Holthaus is pitched to Kiefler as a strike called and 1-1. Ball and a strike.
What a beautiful morning or afternoon now. It's
afternoon now, yeah. Pitch a little bit low and the count, two balls, one strike. Two and one. Here's Taylor Holthaus, his pitch.
Oh.
Kiefler will pop it up into the high sky here at short. Kyle Leeser makes the catch for out number two.
Boy, Kiefler didn't move at all from home plate there on a infield fly ball. I seen Kyle Leeser. All of a sudden, Kiefler kind of looked at him. Is he going to let that thing drop?
Now, this time of the day, too, Don, I know a lot of parts you take batting practice maybe around this time, and that sun is so high in the sky, it's hard to see a ball. And saw Leeser there shading his eyes with that glove.
It's tough right now. Yes, it is.
Here's Pat Ilias. Pat batting with two on and two out. First pitch, a ball, and now Taylor Holthaus delivers inside and 2-0. Of course, yesterday, too, we saw the fielders on the right side have problems when the sun was out later in the afternoon. It's high and 3-0 to Pat Ilias.
Yeah, that St. Martin game, Stangler had all kinds of trouble coming towards, you know, a lot of pop-ups yesterday, wasn't there? Even
there
last
really was.
There was
yeah.
A game. Foul ball pop-ups.
There's a strike called and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Three won the count. Taylor Holthaus works from the stretch with runners at first and third. And the pitch outside, ball four, and Pat Ilias is going to walk. That'll load him up. hanging out at third, Cody Eichers, moving to second, Ethan Vogt, and now at first, Pat Ilias, and here's player manager, A.J. Hadley.
The umpire waving at us up here. I don't know if he thought it was a change.
Hadley takes the ball inside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Taylor Holtown's kind of argue his case, but that pitch to the home plate umpire. 1-0 the count. And Hadley, a one-hop shot to short. Leaser fields it, flips to second. What a play by Kyle Leaser. As he sacrifices the body, and the Saints come up with nothing here in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, three left on. We played six. St. Martin won and El Rosa won. Regent 15 seat baseball action. Back in a minute.
Unparalleled quality. 10% better performance. Introducing all-new Heston Crop Packaging from AgCo Parts. Featuring polytwine, net wrap, sisal twine, and silage film. These products have been crafted with the same Heston quality you've relied on for years. And Heston Knot Strength is proven to perform 10% better than competing brands. Check out a full selection of new Heston Crop Packaging solutions. Visit Lake Henry Implement in Lake Henry today. North American State Bank, your reliable community bank with offices in Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, supports the hometown teams. When you need a loan for agriculture, business, home, recreation, or a vehicle, you'll want to stop in and talk to one of their professional lenders. Also ask about a checking or savings account, credit and debit cards, IRAs, health savings accounts, and online banking. North American State Bank, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show on KASM Sunday nights at 7 p.m.
And we're now at 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Again, 69, our current temperature. Beautiful sunshine here in central Minnesota. More baseball action from New Munich. It's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Top of the seventh inning coming up. Scott Schlungen will bat again. He was at the plate when Michael Schlungen was cut down trying to steal. Scott Schlungen, Jared Overman, Josh Stengler. Region Baseball brought to you by the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill here in New Munich, Ecker Pete Service, the Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, North American Insurance Agency, CHS of El Rosa. Fine folks over at Painesville Mutual Insurance, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominican, BNS Excavating, bringing us baseball today as Schlungen swings and misses strike one. One strike. Aaron Vogt still on the mound here in the seventh inning for El Rosa. As he hits the inside corner on Schlungen and the count 1-1, or actually 0-2, excuse me, 0-2. Our score is 1-1, St. Martin and El Rosa.
Numbers, Randy.
Yeah, and Schlungen, the check swing, and he is ruled out by the home plate umpire, one out.
I feel like Aaron's getting a little tougher here, isn't he?
Other Region 15C sponsors, Tucci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Yelp Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, there's Autobody and Glass and Farming, and Scooters Trucking. Bringing us baseball, Jared Overman takes the ball, 1-0. Aaron Vogt delivers a strike right down the middle of the plate, and the count at 1-1. Ball, one strike. Coming out to New Munich today, use that cemetery road, that road right through the church parking lot. Breaking ball a little bit inside to Jared Overman, and 2-1. Park behind the left field fence, can park over on the right field line behind the first base dugout. As Overman drives this one to right center field, Kiefler coming hard, won't get it. It's going to bounce, and Kiefler backhands it with a nice play in the gap and holds Overman to a long single.
Perfect. Kiefler, what a play out there in right center field. He cuts that off before it gets by him. Had a little different angle to it, didn't he, Randy? But he cut it off, backhanded it, and Jared Overman had a big lead. He must have been 20 feet around first base trying to go to second. He put the brakes on him early.
Bring Josh Stengler to the plate. Josh, 1-for-2 so far today. As he takes outside a ball, 1-0. The Region 15 C sponsors, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Old Spring Hill, the State Bank of Richmond, bringing us baseball, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, and Land O'Lakes of Melrose. Stengler takes a ball low in the count, 2-0 now to Josh with the runner at first, and pitches inside from Aaron Bolt, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Bolt kicks, delivers, there's a strike right down the middle, and 3-1. Three-one the count. Overman leads from first. Aaron Bolt kicks and delivers, and there's a strike on the inside corner, and 3-2. Josh was hoping the home plate umpire would not see that one, right. Three balls, two strikes, one out, and Stengler drives it to left field. James Kiefler has a beat on it. James will make the catch for out number two. Two outs. And here comes Austin Arsenault to the plate. Austin so far today, 1-for-2. He had a bunt single in his first at bat today. Austin, right-handed hitter. Overman leads from first, and Aaron Bolt delivers, and Arsenault pulls this one back on a plate over the food tent here at Silver Streak Baseball Park. And the throw to first. Actually, Aaron never threw it. He just, did a little fake there. He wasn't on the rubber yet. Overman takes his lead. The count 0-1 to Arsenault, and the pitch outside a ball in 0-1-1. One ball, one strike. Aaron Bolt kicks, delivers the breaking ball, finishing inside. And the count 2-1 now. Balls, one strike. Bolt kicks, delivers. Arsenault, ground ball. Hadley dives, makes a great play at third. Throw to first. Ilias comes off the bag, gets the ball, and then steps on the bag. Nice play by Pat Ilias over at first base. That'll do it for the Martins in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 6.5, St. Martin 1, Al Rosa 1. Region 15C baseball action. We're back in a minute.
For all your concrete, see the folks at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Their concrete plants are located in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Concrete for farm, home, and business, you can depend on them to get the job done. From concrete bunks, a concrete home, and everything in between, no job is too big or small. They can do the job for you. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. For all your concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Wishing all the best to all area teams.
If you find yourself cruising the streets of St. Martin, why not take a break and stop for a cold one at Ducci's Bad Company Bar, right on the main drag in downtown St. Martin. Ducci's has $1.50 happy hour every Friday night from 5 till 7. And while enjoying that beverage, top it off with a Harry's or Giovanni's pizza. Every day is a good day at Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin.